Pay your energy bills, check your energy usage, and get alerts with the ComEd app. Download today at ComEd.com/app for dependable information. ComEd, powering lives.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Got a couple of show items for you. First of all, there's going to be a major Football Fest announcement tomorrow, 9 o'clock, and Cap and Jay Hood. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Cap and Jay Hood, a major Football Fest announcement. Again, Football Fest is a brand new event that we have created. It's the biggest of the year for ESPN 1000. It is August 20th at Hard Rock Casino in Northern Indiana. Doors will open at 10 in the morning. Now, the key here is, because back in the day when we used to do the fantasy football convention, it would be $10, $15, $20, depending when you got it. This is free. Our new event is free. You just have to register at ESPNFootballFest.com. Register right now. Register your buddies. Bring as many as you want. You'll be able to gamble there. They've got the sports book there. You'll meet all your favorite ESPN Chicago personalities. We'll have a big announcement tomorrow at 9 in the morning. We're going to talk gambling. We're going to talk fantasy. We're going to talk Bears.
I don't know what this announcement is, but I'm very intrigued.
Tom Waddle will be showing up this year.
I was there last year and the year before and the year before.
We go there. Got to be 21 years or older to attend, and more guests announced soon. So that could give you a little hint. Tomorrow at 10. Also, Waddle and Sylvie show going on the road this Friday. It's another Miller Time event. We're back at a place that we love, Chasers in Lake Zurich. We had a huge show last year at Chasers in Lake Zurich. We've been there multiple times.
One of our first shows when we came out of hibernation from COVID?
I think so, or one of the surges. We were here, I want to say, last August or September.
I'm looking at the joint.
So look at the joint. Chasers in Lake Zurich, 2 to 6 this Friday. Our crowds have been big. Come on out.
Oh, we got big crowds.
Summertime. We'll be giving away White Sox tickets on site. The Nissan Titan Street Team will be on site. You'll also be able to submit your guests for the LKQ Pick Your Park Crush Car Contest.
Yeah.
There will be a crushed car on site. You won't believe awesome. This when you see it.
Is this the place where Mike Thomas was actually our engineer for the day?
I think JR was at this one.
He was at this
yes,
one.
Yes, okay. Yes. I think that one was south or west.
Okay.
The one that you're thinking of.
Hey, listen, any chance to go back to Lake Zurich? I spent a lot of time in Hawthorne Woods back in the day. Love that area.
So
fine people.
Coming out on Friday, it's all brought to you by Miller Time Chasers in Lake Zurich. Let's take some calls on this Bears thing. And the phone number to reach is 332-3776. Here are the three options. You heard the mayor when we played some of the sound. She's answering questions now. We'll play more sound later. Option one, he fully enclosed the stadium by rebuilding both end zones with columns that can support a dome structure.
Okay.
So that's a dome stadium. Not retractable then, huh? Just all dome.
That's one of the options.
Option two, rebuild both end zones with columns to make the stadium dome ready. What does that mean, dome ready? Is that a retractable roof? What does dome ready mean?
Means you could put a dome on it if you felt inclined.
Isn't every open-air stadium theoretically dome-ready?
Well, I don't think that one is. I think you'd have to do some work on it to make it dome-ready.
I mean, yeah, but then it's always dome-ready. It's an open-air stadium. You got to add some things to it, and it's pop that dome on.
They got the metal, like, crisscrosses up over on one of these pictures. It reminds me of Millennium Park, the band shell in Millennium Park. Have you ever been there?
I don't think so.
They built that around 2000 or whatever. I mean,
why would they make it dome ready and not dome it?
That's what I don't know. I mean, well, this is, look, who are we dealing with here? I don't have confidence in either side, to tell you the truth. When the Bears ultimately do say, here's what we're building in Arlington Heights, I'm still not 100% confident that they're going to present us with something glorious.
Is this what campaign dollars at work look like?
Could be.
I mean, I'm just asking the question. I'm not trying to be a cynical SOB. I'm just saying, Does this have a political
everything
to it?
Everything's got a political bend to it.
But I mean, my question would be, why would that be a positive for an election? Is that
that I'm doing everything to keep the Chicago Bears in Chicago?
Yeah, but you're
I'm not
also
letting them go without a fight,
right? But like, who's paying for this?
Nobody
would be
knows.
The next question.
Did she so use your the effort Nagy, to? Did she use the Nagy Pace line of that we're going to collaborate on that?
Yes, she was asked why where. I believe the direct question was, would the city be willing to foot the entire bill to entice the Bears to stay? And she said that, you know, they're still in the early stages of trying to lure the Bears to stay at Soldier Field, but that they believe in collaboration.
Would they be collaborating with the Bears? And if that's the case, why would the Bears kick in cash for something they don't own? Or is this an investment group that's going to finance some of this or a part of this that has a return attached to it? It just, there are a lot of financial questions
right.
that I don't think have sound answers.
Worst
yet.
Worst negotiation ever, right?
It is, yes.
Right, like the Bears
you
have...
were dismissive early.
The Bears have a township that is willing to probably put up a substantial amount of money in order to lure
yes.
them to go to Arlington Heights. Meanwhile, Chicago is saying, listen, we don't want to build you a new stadium, but what do you think about renovating the one you've got? And how about you kick in a little, too?
Worst negotiation, the Bears and the city for this new stadium thing, or the Sox and Manny Machado?
This.
Okay.
The Sox
like, are you
still
getting,
were
are
willing
you,
to pay
are you, but
a
are you,
lot.
Are you getting all of the information, or is somebody trying to hide a little okay. something over here
so
or
you're
over
saying
there?
Kenny was saying that we were Machado ready. We didn't want to actually pay for Machado, but we were Machado ready.
I'm just saying.
We brought in your brother-in-law, Yonder
yes,
Alonso, Manny.
Right.
We're Machado ready.
Right. That's being dome ready.
Well, this is my point. Are we getting the full picture, or are we getting the Machado picture over here?
And then option three is modify Soldier Field to be a multipurpose stadium better suited for soccer while improving its flexibility to accommodating major concerts and a range of events. I would think that's the, if the Bears leave, this is what we could build.
Yes, but I would then ask also, what is the price tag for that, and is it worth it
right.
for however many soccer games? Look, I think you could bring college football games in here at a pretty regular clip. You definitely, in good weather months, you could have concerts, you could have
once
you could
a week,
have
you could have
games.
A different college football
yeah.
game and not do a thing to the...
Right.
Everybody wants a game in Chicago, I would think.
I would think so.
You do a MAC game of the week on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. You know, the Fire will play, obviously, as they are now. Do a bunch of stuff. John in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Johnny?
Good afternoon, guys. Look. After I'm a 60-year Bear fan. After what I just seen in Las Vegas, my wife and I just came back from there, did the tour of the Raiders Stadium. I can't even fathom the Chicago Bears even building something close to what's out there in Vegas. And Lori Lightfoot, as far as I'm concerned, she's trying to put spinning hubcaps on a Prius and call it a Cadillac. It's not going to be done right. Las Vegas got their stuff together, and it is unbelievable, guys.
Yeah, we were out there, John. We were out there for the Bears and Raiders game last year. And, look, I get it. Your point, Sylvie, is if you're going to put a ceiling on it, make it retractable. And I got no problem with that at all. But everything about that stadium was unbelievable. The access that you had, the size of the corridors, the sight lines.
Well, the good news is the
same
firm
architects.
The firm that did the Vegas stadium, yeah. the Bears have hired.
Yes.
The Bears are working with them.
Now the only beef I could ever have with that stadium is if you were someone that says, hey, it needs to be retractable, I get it. That I could buy into. Everything else, to me,
remember,
was more than satisfactory.
In August and September, it's 110 degrees out there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Our August, September, it's 70, 75,
yeah.
80. Summer concerts. Let's
yeah,
open
no,
that
you're,
thing
you're
up.
Right.
I don't want to go indoors.
That's a great idea, too, because, look, if you're having concerts and you're bringing big acts in, I think it would be nice on a summer night to have the roof open for it.
If Indy can do it, we can do it.
Yes.
Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tom?
What's up? So, like, I don't care if they're playing in Soldier Field or in Arlington Heights or in my son's JV field here in Mount Greenwood Park. I want my team to win first. I want them to be a consistent winner first. I mean, I understand there are fans that are like, why can't we have our cake and eat it too, have a team that wins and have a great stadium? But like, if the cake is crap, then why should we be eating?
Yeah, but these are mutually
good cake.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. But that should be the case whether or not you have a $6 billion stadium in Arlington Heights or you have a renovated place on the lakefront. Those are mutually exclusive conversations. Winning isn't going to be negatively affected, or it shouldn't be, based on where you're playing.
If anything, they have more finances to spend.
Right.
Right. But also, I guess my point is, I don't really care if they're going to be in Arlington Heights or in a renovated Soldier Field. I'm not a season ticket holder, but when I have gone there, I haven't had problems going into the one tailgate lot in McCormick Place. I've been to games where it's rained, shine, you know, snow, and it didn't really bother me. I know, you know, people are saying, well, we should have a dome or a retractable dome because of the weather and everything like that. But my point is, you know, wherever they play, I just want my team to win.
Right. So, well, but that's what we ask, Tom. You know this, and you listen all the time. We talk to you all the time. Yeah. That's our demand no matter what.
Right.
That's demand number one. Win. And maybe this will allow the business people who sometimes have interfered in football decisions to do business stuff and build a good stadium.
Yeah, they'll have their hands full.
Right, yeah. Like, sit in the trailer all day and look at the plans.
Look, we can do both. We can chew gum and walk at the same time, and that's what they should be expected to do. One should not be done in place of the other. Both should be done, and I don't think either thing should get in the way of the other. Like, I know the players are not sitting around playing harder inside than outside. Like, they're going to play the game, and they're going to build the team a certain way. Where they play is an entirely different conversation.
Right. Chris and Kerry, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, there's zero chance the Bears are returning to the lakefront. I mean, come on. Like Tommy, you said earlier, think of all the revenue streams that are going to go straight into their pocket that they can control now. They have to share nothing with the city of Chicago or the Park District. It'll all be under their control. I mean, bowl games, Super Bowls, Final Fours, concerts. I mean, it's endless what they can do with a domed, yes, retractable stadium. And then another thing, a bunch of those McCaskies are all from Arlington Heights. I mean, it's in their backyard. This is a no-brainer for them. This is like a dream come true for them.
Well, take it a step further, Chris. Like, if, in fact, the sale of the team is something that will take place, and I think that there's much greater than 50% chance that that may happen in the next decade. If that happens...
You breaking news?
No, I'm just... I think we all feel the same way, don't we? Don't you feel
that
the same way?
They're going to sell the team
I would think, if I'm putting my money down at the casino that will be right next door to the new facility in Arlington Heights, my bet would be that for a number of different reasons, that there's a really good chance that which I would put my money down with no inside knowledge that team will be sold. I feel that's more likely now than I probably have ever felt before. The potential buyer of this franchise isn't going to sign up for what a renovated Soldier Field would look like.
Right.
So if you're looking to maximize the value of an entity that you may be willing to sell, maybe you don't sell it. But at the very least, you're going to build something that is majestic so that if you do want to sell it, you're going to get a significantly higher price.
Right.
Angle here makes no sense on the lakefront.
This is the caller said, we've documented this the moment they put that Arlington racetrack up for sale. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where you have this blank slate in Arlington Heights, a town they've wanted to build a new stadium in for a lot of years. Blank slate.
Don't minimize either the impact of sports gambling either,
because
for the first time ever, these two things can walk arm in arm.
Well, that's what they bought it from.
Exactly.
And they may partner with them, too. They may have a stake in all this.
There was a time, though, when those two things could not intersect.
Right. That's a great point.
Now they can, and...
Take advantage of it.
Yes.
Joe on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, you know, I really feel is that it might be a good idea for the Bears to move to Arlington. However, as one of the dailies always said, is that if they move out of Chicago, they cannot be called the Chicago Bears. And on the other hand, it may open the possibility of putting the dome stadium for an AFC team to come in.
That's what Hoodie believes. But Joe, you know this. Chicago has no say on the Chicago Bears is a trademarked team name. They own it. And they will continue to be known as the Chicago Bears, like the New York Giants and the New York Jets, who play in New Jersey. Dallas, who plays outside of Dallas.
San Francisco plays in Santa Clara. I mean,
they can't dictate who has the name Chicago.
There was some barking from the Daly family when that bridge was crossed, right? I don't believe any of that barking has any bite to it.
Well, in any case, I would rather have another team come in Chicago with a dome stadium and have an AFC.
That's the thing that we've debated.
That may happen.
It may, and then
my guess would be no. But
how many new owners would want to then sign up for what the Bears had and lease a stadium? Again, where it's, yes, everybody wants one, but does a new owner who's going to spend all that money on a new franchise going to want to rent?
It's hard to spend billions of dollars, and I know that there's a built-in profit. It's hard to spend billions of dollars and not get to pick the building that you're playing in.
Right.
And the revenue streams that may be attached to that building.
Same stuff exists. Like, people have floated, hey, this would be a good opportunity for the Sox to buy Soldier or play out of Soldier. They lease from the state. They can now lease from the city. And it's right more in walking distance from downtown. Same issues. And it's every day instead of just weekly.
This is breaking news.
Deshaun Watson,
Chicago's home for sports.
I'm waiting for that.
ESPN 1000.
We're sticking with the Bears here. This is coming from Ian Rappaport. He reports that All-Pro linebacker Roquan Smith will not be participating in training camp when veterans report tomorrow.
Hold on.
Because of his contract situation. He has yet to receive an offer he would remotely consider, thus he'll wait.
All right, so what does he have left? A year? Is it just this year? Or
this will be his... Isn't this his fifth year?
Option, right?
Is this his fifth year or his fourth year? I want to say this is his fourth year, and they've already picked up his fifth year option.
Because it would make sense for them to sign him long term. I think they want to see how he fits in to it. Remember, he's not been scared.
This is his fifth year.
This is his walk year. He's a free agent after this
year. Let me propose something to you. Would you be willing,
DK Metcalf,
to trade Roquan Smith for DK Metcalf?
Is DK holding out?
I would too.
I don't want to give up picks because I want to keep picking.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, again, this is completely hypothetical, and I don't even know what works and what wouldn't work. But I think we had this conversation months ago. I'm with you. I love Roquan Smith as a player, but Roquan Smith is not a guy that gets after your quarterback. Right? I mean, he's not a pass rushing outside linebacker. Fabulous middle linebacker. Fantastic player. And remember, you have to give up something of quality to get something of quality. I think DK Metcalf would have a greater impact on the Chicago Bears,
of course,
going forward than Roquan Smith. And that's not to minimize how good a player Roquan is.
Where's DK as far as his level? Is he going to report for Seattle? I know he's a year away as well from a contract, I believe, because he wasn't a first-round pick. I think this is his fourth year.
Correct.
Now, this is if I flip the script and I was talking as a Seattle Seahawks fan, at this point I would want draft picks. I really wouldn't want a really good middle linebacker in his fifth year because I'm not built to win at this point. I'm just asking you a hypothetical. Love Roquan as a player, but he's not an untouchable guy because he's not Micah Parsons. He's not a pass rushing linebacker.
Is this going to be two holdouts when they report?
Robert Quinn is
three now.
And Brisker,
right? Where are we with that?
We are in a holding pattern.
Yep.
Who's holding out?
Yes,
right?
I think that one will get done. That one's about guaranteed money in what, the third or fourth year?
Yeah.
It will get done. But remember, Roquan as a rookie, when everyone thought it was just a slotted thing, wanted some language done differently about suspensions, right? And about if he would get about the team protecting him and getting away. So now you would have Roquan, you'd have Brisker, and you would have Quinn.
I think that they'll get the Brisker thing done. It's a new franchise or a new front office. they used a second-round pick on him. Everybody was clamoring to go get some help at the wide receiver or tackle position. They used it on this kid. I think they'd be willing to give in a little bit more for this, for those reasons, than they would, obviously, you know, Roquan or others.
Ian Rappaport reported this morning on Good Morning Football that the Seahawks are in talks with DK Metcalf trying to get a deal done. So nothing has been finalized, but at least they're having conversations.
That's why I don't think, like, I proposed it. I don't think the deal makes sense for the for the Seahawks.
All offseason, that's sort of been floated by different websites and things like that. But, right, if you're if you polled 32 teams and you said, would you rather have a franchise-changing wide receiver or a franchise-changing linebacker?
Middle linebacker.
Yeah. Not outside linebacker, rush the passer.
Don't you remember there were questions about whether or not the Bears would be interested in trading for DK Metcalf, and the conversation was about they'd have to give up draft picks and maybe Roquan Smith. At this point, they're not going to do a one-for-one, but if I'm Ryan Poles, I make a call.
This is what Abdallah and I were talking about at the golf outing when you were playing and we... Since I didn't play, we were doing a couple hours of the show. Abdallah's like, go get DK.
Would you
but
take?
I just don't want to start handicapping my drafts going forward after the years of playing from behind in the draft.
Yeah.
It's time to build the franchise. I want
a
DK Metcalf.
If I could give you Roquan Smith and a second round pick.
Well, yeah, of course.
Would you make the deal?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what it would take.
Roquan, but.
I do too.
So he's a holdout. This is going to be interesting to see where this goes.
And remember, he doesn't have an agent either. He's representing himself in these negotiations. So that's even trickier now for Ryan Poles in his first go around as a GM.
Well, now, and will he, who will bend first? I mean, if they don't want to give out new deals to anyone on this team because they're in improvement mode with a new coach, new eyes, we want to see you play before we start handing out money. Will he end up reporting before he gets a deal, or will this bring the Bears to the table?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Like I think for a lot of reasons, I don't think they're willing to budge at this point.
It's not a good spot though if you're Matt Eberflus and the importance of that position in your defense, him being a defensive minded coach.
Sure.
To have your one lone leader that you have not reporting.
What's
right?
the market for a guy who's more of a middle linebacker than he is an edge backer?
We got to look at the contracts out there. 312-332-3776. Because of the breaking news, we didn't get to your list. Well, we could do that. You wanted to start Waddle's World with your third most important?
Of course. And there's a twist to this one. Good.
And then we could continue to take your calls. Your reaction to the breaking news that the Bears are going to start the new regime and new coaching staff off with three holdouts. One, probably their best player, whether it's Roquan, whether it's Mooney, whether it ends up being Fields. We all hope that's the case. But Roquan Smith is amongst their best players. What does that do from a symbolic, at least many different roles on this? The symbolic nature of a new staff taking over without that player, 332-3776, if you want to weigh in on the stadium situation as well.
ESPN 1000 presents Tom Waddle's Top 10 Most Important Bears for the 2022 season.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
Number 3.
I think this is a perfect conversation for Waddle's work.
Oh, is it Roquan today, number 3?
By the way, Waddle's World is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/finest, member FDIC. All right, I will break the trend of not telling. Roquan is not in my top 10 most important players. If this team was ready to win the division, he would be there. I don't have any concerns about Roquan Smith. He doesn't need to prove jack diddly poop to me. He is arguably their best player. Why would he be important to a team that's going to win six or seven games this year? For what reason?
Because he's playing a different role in this defense than he has the last several years.
And he'll adjust to it.
He wants a new contract, and he's holding out.
Well, that may be his. He may be his most own most important player.
How does Robert Quinn get a spot in Roquan Smith?
Because Robert Quinn could possibly bring you something in a trade. And prior to today, there was no talk about Roquan Smith being traded.
Roquan Smith is one of the few foundational players this team has.
So what is important? What do you need to learn? What do you need to know?
That's pretty important.
This is about development. This is about development and improvement. What does he need to do to develop and improve?
I just think he's amongst the 10 most important Bears.
Yeah, we won 5 games this year. Roquan was a Pro Bowler. He was really important.
He
was really important to the team this year.
This is a defensive-minded head coach who needs a leader on this team to grow. Like, the next good Bears team should still have Roquan Smith on it.
Yes.
So that's why he's not some random veteran.
No, time out. Nobody called him some random veteran. He's not important to me this year because he doesn't have anything to prove to me.
He's never made a Pro Bowl.
So what? And
there's still another level to go to.
Yeah, but what? So I need Jaquan Brisker, and I need Kyler Gordon. I need Cole Kmet and Darnell Mooney and Velus Jones and maybe some tackles. Those guys' development is more important than Roquan having another Pro Bowl caliber season that isn't recognized.
Look, that's fine. I think we're arguing semantics. I believe Roquan Smith is super important for setting so many things up for this.
For the 2022 season.
This is maybe Ryan Poles' biggest decision thus far early on the job, whether to give him a deal or not. Does he take calls about trading Roquan Smith? How much money to pay him? What role does he play in Eberflus's defense?
Well, I had to put the list together before Roquan Smith announced he's not coming to training camp.
I mean, you would have thought you could have, like, slipped him in at, like, 9B/10C/12th
on
your list.
I think I've been very transparent.
This is a good time.
With what my approach to this season is. When I tell you
this
he's not
list.
One of their most important players in the 2022 season, a season that is about development and growth, to me, he's not a I have no worries about Roquan Smith.
Suggestion.
No worries about him. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player, top three or four at his position. This team isn't winning crap.
Roquan Smith, 3B. Make him your 3B.
I'm not worried about Roquan. I'm worried about Cole Kmet. I'm worried about Jalen Johnson. I'm worried about guys who haven't proven to be difference makers in this league.
You could do it whatever you want.
I'm just telling you that this is the essence of my.
He's
their best player. Why is he important to a team, in my opinion, that's going to win 6 games?
Because, again, he's your one pillar that you have on this team going forward. You hope that it's Fields. You hope that it's Mooney. You know it's not going to be Montgomery. He is a guy who can still get better. It's not like Roquan Smith is some of the great.
Is he one of your top 10 worries this year?
The list isn't what are my top 10 worries. The list is my 10 most important Bears.
Yes.
My one star player.
Yeah, is not important for a 6-11 team. For a 6-11 team.
I'm not as hot as you are, but I think that you could have made him 3B or. How do you rule on this, Miller?
I feel like you almost proved Waddle's point there because he's a pillar for this team.
No,
you have no concerns about
nothing.
Roquan.
I have no concerns.
Agree.
His play is not going to have a significant impact on whether or not they go to the postseason this year.
It's gonna have a big role on Eberflus's defense and where it goes.
He's a really good player.
Not a debatable point.
But I think there's another level. And if he does play the weak side linebacker and becomes somebody like Darius Leonard and becomes a playmaker on this roster, I look at this team differently going into next season. And I'm far more willing to embrace the idea that Matt Eberflus's defense could be, you know, a special defense. But I need to see something from Roquan Smith, too.
Guess what? In 2023... when this team is ready to win, he'll be a top 10. He'll be a top 10 most important player on my list.
Are you worried about him? Are you worried? Are you worried in 2023 about him?
Who delivered this conversation in a little child whiny voice?
That was me.
Okay.
Was me.
Like, let's
make him 3B. Adapt. We just got news. He's holding out. Make him 3B.
Yeah, play the hits. Is this the way to phrase it? Is Roquan Smith amongst the 10 most important Bears players in 2022?
No. The question should be, is Waddle wrong? Yes or no?
Well, we know where most of the voting
is. Is that right? Amongst? Is that how you would phrase it? Is Roquan Smith amongst the 10 most important Bears players? Not people, players.
Should what?
In 2022.
Should Roquan Smith be amongst?
How about if I put in parentheses, and Waddle's wrong?
Yes. Please do.
Growth and development is the two themes of my list this year. And his growth and development is not questioned. Every player can get better. There are at least 10 guys on this list that can be better, need to be better, than Roquan Smith needs to be this year.
Actually, there's 11 on your list.
Roquan Smith.
I'm going to pull the question. Is that cool? Is that all right? I think this is good.
Why would it not be okay?
Waddle, embrace debate.
Okay, Stephen A. Or Skip. You're more like Skip than Stephen A. Stephen A actually makes sense quite a bit. Okay, so this is my number three. My number three here, there is a tweak here because what's listed as your starting left tackle currently is Braxton Jones, the fifth-round pick. Out of Southern Utah, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Borum was their starting left tackle at the end of last season, or they worked him. Was he right tackle? Before the draft, they were talking about using him as left tackle. There's a difference between Braxton Jones and Larry Borum. There's two. One is...
Oh, I thought you meant there are two players.
The difference between the two is Braxton Jones was selected by Ryan Poles. Larry Borum was not.
Right.
Braxton Jones is about 20 pounds lighter than Larry Borum and fits Ryan Poles' style of offensive lineman.
Gotcha.
So, neither one of these guys needs to be Trent Williams. No one can be Trent Williams at this particular time. You need somebody that is competent on that side. He will not be left alone. You're going to have tight ends. You're going to have backs. Both of these guys are fifth-round picks. I'm choosing Braxton Jones as the third most important player because he's listed as their starting left tackle. If for whatever reason Larry Borum becomes their left tackle during the season, then obviously your emphasis would be different. But going into camp right now, isn't Braxton Jones their starting left tackle?
That's what they told us.
That's what they've told us.
Who's the competition between him and Borum?
Or
could Borum start it right and Tevin Jenkins be out of luck?
The good thing is, or the strange thing here is I don't think we know.
We don't.
We don't know what is going on, which makes...
I thought you were going to do a threesome of those three with Jenkins, Jones, and Borum.
No threesomes on this show. But right now, it's hard to determine who's going to be where on this offensive line. But I don't think any of us would deny that how they play is very important this year. Braxton Jones is Ryan Poles' guy, drafted him in the fifth round. Braxton Poles, body-wise, fits more of what Ryan Poles is looking for. Larry Borum was a fifth-round pick of the previous regime and is built more like the previous regime was looking for. So to me... Braxton Jones is going to be their starting left tackle, and that makes him the third most important player on this roster for 2022.
I like that one. I don't agree with Roquan, but it is your list, so I give you freedom to make your list.
Oh, you are such a generous guy.
So far, we have 300 votes in 2 minutes. Is Roquan Smith amongst the 10 most important Bears players in 2022? How do you think the people are voting?
I'm sure people have been browbeaten by you and Meller and are misrepresenting my approach. So my guess is that they're all voting yes.
92.8% say yes, he is amongst their top 10 most important players for this season.
It's easy to be part of the majority.
You're right. You're not part of the groupthink. I understand what you're saying.
I went into this exercise with a theme, and I stayed with my theme throughout. And my theme, again, has been about development and growth. So to me, I am putting a list of guys together whose growth and development going forward is most important. Roquan Smith is the most accomplished player on this team right now. His growth and development is behind the 10 guys that I have listed.
11.
For obvious reasons.
The theme should have been your 10 most important Bears. Since the list is Waddle's 10 most important Bears.
The theme should have been...
Oh, look at the puppy.
This guy, it's been an interesting crowd outside today. Today, we had a guy with that St. Patrick's Day White Sox shirt early on. Who did you say he looked like early?
I forgot who I said.
And then we had a guy eating a bunch of Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars.
He wasn't right. He wasn't all that.
With a Chicago Marathon shirt that looked like a crop top on him with his belly sticking out. Now we got a guy with a speaker and electric guitar with his little puppy outside. That's a cute puppy.
Make sure the puppy doesn't run into the street.
Puppy looks very, very happy, not moving. Cute puppy.
Very cute puppy.
There's nothing like a puppy.
You know what the puppy did? Actually, it cooled off the tensions in the studio because
there's
of the disagreements.
Tensions, just because you're wrong on Roquan Smith
in your top 10.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. I did. I was wrong then.
Yeah.
I admit it.
Tyler, you know what I'm thinking, right?
Tyler is
universally known as the smartest guy on this show.
I don't know about that.
If we did IQ tests, don't you think you would come out on top? That's who I would vote for.
I'm definitely last.
I'm voting for him. I'm definitely voting for Tyler.
By the way, Brad Biggs, he quote tweeted Ian Rappaport and said, and this is in regards to Roquan's holdout. He says, perhaps this could be a hold in for Roquan. That's what TJ Watt did in Pittsburgh last summer. He was present, but didn't practice as he sought a new contract.
Okay. So he'd be around for meetings and.
Yeah. So I'm looking
at. But he wouldn't risk himself going into a practice.
I'm looking at what Rappaport tweeted, and that kind of makes sense with the verbiage because he says he will not be participating. He didn't say he won't report, but he will not be participating.
A hold in. I like that new term. The last couple of years, we've gotten the hold in.
What are you willing to pay your favorite player on the team? What if he wants a deal that is commensurate with one of the top outs, like one of the best outside linebackers in the game?
I think it's a trick box because you need more Roquan Smiths. But you need them. You need a lot more.
Remember a couple of years ago when everyone was like, "What is wrong with Roquan Smith?" And the maturation process took place
when he was gone for that one game, and we didn't know why. Was there some sort of a car accident? Was he breaking curfew? You know. And then after that point, not only did he become an even better player, he became a bigger leader. I think.
Yes.
I don't know. It's good discussion on what he'd be worth.
I don't think you can pay him the way that you would pay someone whose main job is getting after the quarterback. But he has tremendous value for you.
And then think about all the money that these wide receivers are getting, like starting at 25 a year.
Well, the thing is they can afford to pay him going forward because they're going to have as much or more money than any team in the league in free agency next year.
They've got room this year. Can't they front load it?
They could.
Can't they get creative and like... front load it now, and then that way when they're ready to go, still have the massive cap room?
Look, I would advise them to get him under contract and make him be a focal point of your team.
He will be
on my list if I'm still around.
Okay.
He will be on my list in 2023.
Now that's something I'll argue. You better be around.
Who knows?
What do you mean you're not?
I may get hit by a truck when I leave out.
Don't you dare get hit by a truck. We cannot afford to have that happen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
312-332.
Miller's probably going to be driving said truck.
Probably. 3776.
It's more of a figurative truck that I hit you with every day.
We'll be back.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
I think people like the new angles on Twitch. We have the cameras have been moved from the corner on the 7-Eleven view, straight on view now. So, and it looks like we're right next to each, which we are right next to each other, but
there's a
split screen.
It's about 6 feet between us.
Right, I mean, but we're side by side. And it's all brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection. JimIrsayCollection.com. Coming to Navy Pier Tuesday, August 2nd, 7 to 10 p.m. Going to be out at Navy Pier that day. I didn't know this either. The Carmen, the good kid, was speaking that Irsay collects all these things. I think some rock and roll stuff.
It's got a lot of guitars and all kinds of historical memorabilia, I believe, as well.
And Carmen was talking about a Muhammad Ali championship belt that he just bought. And so he displays that. He's got his band perform. So good stuff. And it's twitch.tv/ESPN1000 to watch us on Twitch. So there's that. Roquan Smith is holding out. It could be
maybe
a
holding in.
Could be a hold-in, not participating at least. So we'll see where the contract negotiations go. Ian Rappaport is reporting they're far apart. We're talking about the city's and their proposal. Lori Lightfoot met the media today with the three different proposals they're putting out there with Soldier Field to renovate Soldier Field. That includes a dome. And we're talking about that, or if the ship has already sailed with the Bears.
The spaceship has taken off
for Arlington Heights. And will the city want to still renovate it if it's Bears free? Is it worth it at that point? And where's the money coming from? There's some good audio we're going to play from the mayor.
By the way, also, I don't know if we have talked. I don't think we've talked about this yet. The Bears have added some depth, maybe a new starter in their offensive line as well. They've signed veteran guard/tackle Michael Schofield. I believe he's a local kid. Last year, he's been in the NFL for 7 seasons. He started 81 games along the way at both right guard and right tackle. Last season, he played 15 games, starting 12 of them for the Chargers.
So more competition for guard/tackle.
I would think he probably takes over at one of your guard spots on the other side of Cody Whitehair.
Yep. Bears fan Bob is on the line. Bob, you're on ESPN 1000. What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. You know, every time I call into your show, there's always breaking news. I love it.
Last time there was breaking news.
Yeah, so the thing with Roquan, well, I heard you talking, I'm thinking about it. At the end of the day, I kind of think Waddle's right. This is a rebuild year.
You're brilliant.
And it really is. And if Smith don't want to be here, there is nobody sacred, to include Fields. Get the most you can out of them. Let them go. Get some players in here who want to be here so we can actually build a football team. But that's not why I called. The thing with Soldier Field, anytime I hear Lightfoot open her mouth, it's all about I want to keep football revenue. At the end of the day, I am a season ticket holder. I do go to all the games. Nothing is easy to get in and out of Soldier Field. When you get there, nothing is easy to get a hot dog, a sandwich. Heck, they even took the good hot dogs away. You don't even have good vendors there anymore. You know, it's hard getting in, hard getting out.
This
can't
place
use the bathrooms.
Sucks.
Nothing. What?
Place sucks,
hello?
Right? Yeah,
no,
place
he
sucks.
Was just yelling that this place sucks.
That's right.
That's what Waddle does.
You know, maybe if the Bears were smart, and I think they are, there's a few smart people up there. You go hire the guy out of Green Bay who built Lambeau up there, and you put something down here that's like that, that has Chicago Bears theme park in Arlington Heights, and it would be wonderful for the fans, like us Bear fans. That would be great. And why they would want to mess with the city of Chicago anymore is beyond me. And bring another team down here to do the same thing, I don't know why anybody want to do that. I don't get it, but that's just me.
All right, Bob.
Bear fan
have
Bob.
Have a great day.
Bear fan Bob. He's sprayed to all fields.
He does. Bear fan Bob always brings some good bear conversation.
I don't want to trade Roquan Smith.
No, it's not my goal. And just because he wants a new deal doesn't mean he doesn't want to be here. He wants to be compensated.
Right.
Here's my question. I thought I heard Blecker Abdallah say this morning with Carmen and Yurko that the city has hired possibly the Lambeau Field architect to this. I don't know if that's true or not. I heard them speculate on them.
So does it come with stock certificates?
I have a thought on that, on Soldier Field, on how they could. They don't know how they're going to pay for it. I suggest doing something to the Packers.
Oh,
do.
Boy.
Can we do that coming up next?
Of course.
We'll play you some Lori Lightfoot sound on her unveiling of a new look Soldier Field. Would the Bears even look at it, or is this already done? The Roquan Smith holdout, is he a top 10 Bear for this year, even though growth and development is the priority?
A top 10 Bear. Most important.
Top 10 most important Bear.
Yeah.
Most important Bear.
Yeah. Did you leave that fact out?
No, I didn't mean to.
Well, you did.
You can't lead
the witness, sir.
I'll make sure I get it all right coming up next.
I doubt it.